Okay, Dr. Spiva, first, your organization helps people complete college degrees, complete College America. How is it that COVID-19 has made a situation that may have been tough for some people to complete college? How has it made that worse?
Well, now we're in a situation where folks have to try to complete college from home. And so what that looks like is different from every student. Some students don't even have a laptop. And so, I mean, I know that may be hard for some of your audience members to absorb, but that's true. Not every member has a laptop. Some have students have other people at home. And so if you have siblings, if you have children at home, it looks different for every person. And so the environment in which you're trying to learn could be different for every student. The other thing is that if we're talking about trying to, if you have your own children or you have siblings and you're also trying to absorb a curriculum, you're trying to figure out how do I navigate all of this on my own without having any support from the institution. So it looks different for every student. If you are an under-resourced student, you don't have a laptop, you don't have Wi-Fi. I mean, I know that seems difficult to understand as well, but not everybody has Wi-Fi in order to be able to have the bandwidth to accept the information that can come across your Wi-Fi. And so students are struggling right now, to be honest with you, and Hoosiers are struggling very much trying to get information that they need to be successful in college.
What are some of the solutions to this problem? You have organizations that can help to provide laptops or people, maybe an organization that helps people get Wi-Fi. How does that work?
Yeah, so there are a number of institutions and organizations. Some colleges are saying to students, you know, if you need a laptop, let us know. We'll provide you with a laptop. I've known a lot of institutions are saying we will allow our Wi-Fi to be accessible for you. If you pull up in the Vincennes University, let's say, parking lot, you can get access to our Wi-Fi. If you pull in the IUPUI parking lot, you can get access to our Wi-Fi. So you can gain access to the Wi-Fi. You have to get a little bit closer to the university to make sure you can get it. But universities are really trying to make sure that they have equity on those issues.
Let's talk about George Floyd and demonstrations and how that might affect what the experience is like this fall if people do indeed go back to campus.
I would say that, you know, first of all, the culture is going to be different. Students are now saying we're not going to take the discrimination, the racism any longer. They really are asking for to be treated equitably. And what that means is that please give me what I need based on who I am, right? So it's no longer about give everybody the same thing. That's called equality. Everybody gets the same thing. But in equity, you give people what they need. And I think essentially what students are saying is that, look, if I am a student that doesn't have Wi-Fi, I shouldn't be treated the same way as a student who does, right? So I might need a little bit extra help to get the resources that I need. And unfortunately, colleges and universities are not accustomed to that. I think on campuses, you're going to have students demanding more of what they need or what they want in order to get access to their educations. Students are no longer going to sit idly by and allow this conversation to pass them. They are saying no more. We're not going to sit idly by. We want change. We want justice. Right now, you're seeing even in Minneapolis where the police department is the Minneapolis Police Department. The students have demanded, we don't want them to police us anymore, because the word police is not just a noun, it's also a verb. And policing as a verb can be a menacing word, which means to hunt us down and to kill us. And so they're not going to allow that to happen any longer.
I'm glad you defined one term there, equity, because it's a term that a lot of people have been hearing lately. And if you don't know the definition, you might mistake it with equality.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, you know, everyone, when you think about the way you provide resources, equality says if there are three people, equality says give everybody the exact same thing, right? But if I'm wealthy, you're not, another person is middle class, you give us the same thing, you give us all the same amount of dollars to accomplish a certain goal, then we're not going to all use those dollars the same way because I'm wealthy, you're not, and somebody else is middle class. Equity says give the person who needs the most more, because they have a lot farther to go to accomplish their aims, right? So it's like a shoe size, right? If everybody, we all bought a pair of shoes today, I would buy a pair of shoes in a 9. You might buy a pair of shoes in a 14. Somebody else might buy a pair of shoes in a 5. We're buying those pairs of shoes because that's what we fit into. That's what we need, right? So you don't buy all of us the same a pair of size 7 shoes and we all have to wear them, squeeze into them, or try to barely fit into them in order to make them work. So equity is about where do you already stand, give you the shoe size that you need so that you can be successful. Equality says give all of us a size 10 pair of shoes and we'll all still walk in them. It doesn't work.
All right. Well, the responsibility for Indiana colleges and universities to help people complete their degree and also to retain people as the fall semester, as people go back to school.
Well, I'll tell you this. The biggest thing that colleges and universities are going to have to do is to be compassionate, to be nimble, and to be flexible. Right now, students, I mean, I can tell you we're seeing numbers around suicide are increasing, child abuse increasing, domestic abuse between husband and wife are also increasing. So there are a lot of social ills that are being exacerbated by the stay-at-home orders or by the ability to shelter in place. So I think in order to make sure that we're having increased completion rates, we're still going to have the same flexibility that we had in the spring. We are looking at the potential of another spike in cases of COVID-19 in the fall. So there may need to be another shelter-in-place order in the fall. I would just say institutions need to make sure they already have a plan in place to make sure that students can study online, have courses online, but also that they are compassionate in terms of how are students being advised, how are they being counseled, and how are they making sure that those students are okay, not just academically, but socially, financially, emotionally, and academically.
Is there a place to go to read more?
Oh, gosh. Please come to our website at completecollege.org. You can also follow me at CCA Prez Yolanda on Instagram and Twitter.
All right, Dr. Spiva, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too.
Goodbye.
Bye.